Effie, Curtis was supposed to...
love me. Curtis was supposed to love me.
There you are, Effie. I've been looking all over.
I turn my back and find myself out on the line. You could have warned me, but that would have been too kind.
I've been warning you for months to clean up your act. You've been late, you've been mean, giving all kinds of bullshit flack.
That's a lie, that's a lie. It's just I haven't been feeling that well.
Effie, please, stop excusing yourself. You've been late, you've been mean, and getting fatter all the time.
Now you're lying, I've never been so thin. You're lying, cause you're knocking off that piece who thinks she's better than everybody. She ain't better than anybody, she ain't nothing but common.
Now who you calling common? You're self-indulgent, self-absorbed, non-professional.
You, I'm calling you, I'm calling you the common piece who's knocking off.
Now you listen to me, miss, blame it on the world. See, I put up with you for much too long. I have put up with your bitching. I put up with your nagging and all your screaming too.
Oh, now where are you two gonna stop all this fighting?
Stay out of this, Lorel. This is between dinner
yeah.
and me.
Well, it's between me too. I'm as much a part of this group as anybody else, and I'm tired. I always knew you two were together.
What?
I always knew you two were ganging up on me.
She had nothing to do with this change. It was you. It was you always thinking of you. Always thinking of you.
I knew you were trouble from the start.
Trouble?
You were real bad trouble from the start.
Curtis, I'm your woman.
But you're getting out now. I'm not building this group to have you tear it apart. Go ahead and rant and scream and shout. Don't worry, baby, I'll buy you out.
There's no money dirty enough to buy me out. You remember that, Curtis?
Lay off, Effie. Just take the money and run.
You in this with them, CC?
Cool it, Effie. This time you know what you done.
So they bought your black ass too, huh?
I said